Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Rosh Hashanah Daf Ches and the Hoyz Vador edition, Perek Rishon in the middle of Halacha Beis, starting at Amud Aleph, second line from the top. Says the Gemara, Ketzad L'Netiyah. One of the things in the list that Rosh Hashanah is Aleph Tishrei is the Netiyah. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, Tanya Nerteya, someone who plants, V'amavrich, which means to bend, take a branch from a tree, bend it back into the ground, and it starts growing a new tree. The markiv, which means to graft, if all that happens, shleishim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah, 3 days before Rosh Hashanah, for also loishono shleima mutar lekayim b'shvis. So meaning we talk about two different things regarding early of a full year if you have 30 days, and in addition you can keep it in shemitah. But if it's pogam shleishim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah, less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, for loy also loishono shleima, so you don't have a full year. But also the Karim B'Shvi's, and you can't keep it in Shemitah. You have to uproot it. It's considered to be that was planted on Shemitah. Reb Chaim points out that the Bavli says it's not 30 days, it's actually 60 days. Because it takes 30 days for the tree to grow roots into the ground, and from then you start counting 30 days. Aval Omru, Peres Netiyazu, Asurim at Chemishos or Bishvat. Even though you already have a full year, if you have more than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, but when you get to the third year, so you have your 3 years of Arlo, you're now allowed to eat the fruits until you get to Tu B'Shvat. Meaning the fourth year, that is considered to be the year after Arlo, only starts at Tu B'Shvat. My time, what's the reason? Rabbi Yisi B'Shvat B'Yechon, and it says, U'Bashonu HaRevis. It says in the Pasuk, the fourth year. Ma'at Shrami, no, how do you see it in the Pasuk? So the Gemara explains, oh, it was the year, it says the full Pasuk is, Shalashonim Yelachem Arielim Lo Yochel. 3 years will be Arlo. Uvashana, then the next pasuk is in the Shana Revis, and the fourth year, Yeb Kapir Kodesh Elul Lashem. So you connect Uvashana to the previous pasuk, 3 years will be Arla, and the fourth year is also going to be a little bit Arla. Omar Abba Bar Memel, Komei Rav Zeir, in front of Rav Zeir, Nira Devarim, Keshnota Shloshim Yoyim Lifei Rosh Hashanah. That's only if it was planted 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, meaning a short amount of time before Rosh Hashanah, and that's considered to be a full year. But if it's less than 30 days, meaning you didn't start counting the first year until Rosh Hashanah, so then Isachami Shana Shleimo also loy v'atom rachin. That's the Gisa Rav Chaim. Meaning you have a full year. You counted 3 full years from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. So now that you have 3 full years, you don't have to add more to from the fourth year. If I don't have a full year, so then I'm going to continue counting the Arlo until you get to Tu B'Shvat. But if I have 3 full years, I don't have to count the fourth year. Omalais, he told him, Vein Kini, if this is true, he also has Shloshim Yom Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. According to this logic, that you're looking for 3 full years, so if he did plant it more than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so you have to count 3 full years, you have to count until you get to a little more than 30 days before the fourth Rosh Hashanah. Meaning, are you looking for 3 full years or are you not? So, my kedot, what lamaisa? So he explains, Romano, if you don't have a full year, so then you say you complete the year by getting to Tu B'Shvat, because Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos. But if you do have a full year, then you don't have to count it. I mean, I don't have to be machmir to have 3 full years, but if I didn't have the first full year, I at least bring it until Tu B'Shvat of the fourth year. And another Pirush Reb Chaim brings is the opposite. He says, yes, you always have to get to Tu B'Shvat. Once you're ready, you're reaching the end of the year in Rosh Hashanah, you're ready completely to get to Tu B'Shvat, which is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos. Continues the Gemara, Ketzad L'Yerokes. What does it mean for Yerokes that Rosh Hashanah is Aleph Tishrei? Loki Ben Yisrael Er Rosh Hashanah. Yisrael picked up harvest vegetables before Rosh Hashanah, Ad Shalach HaShech, before dark. V'goyim Yishech HaShech, and goy. Once it became dark, because once it became dark as Yom Tev, you can be cutting fruits or vegetables. So a goy did it. Maiser mizeh mifeyatzo mizeh fniyatzo. Each one has his own maiser, because Rosh Hashanah is the cutoff date. And you go by Yerokos based on the Kito, based on when you took it out from the ground. So the time of Yerokos that belongs to the previous year is whatever was picked up before Rosh Hashanah. Whatever was picked up once Rosh Hashanah came in belongs to the next year. Continues the Gemara of Chesam with base. Rav Zeiru of Ilo, Rav Loz of Shem Rishayo, Chadomar, Kfar Yotsu, Rav Gishmi, Shona Kulo, Vekvar Roy, Rubo Shotku, Foyim Bachutz. Coming to explain over here the Savara, the reasoning of Beisilo. Why do we say the Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos? Because the majority of the rain of that year is already out, meaning the majority of rain came already this year. And the majority of the Tkufa is already out, because the Tkufa starts on Rosh Chodesh Tevis. Tkufa is the season. Every season is 3 months. So Rosh Chodesh Tevis, until Tu Bishvat, you already have the majority. You already have half of the season that passed. The Chordama, the other one said, Ad kanim chayim mimei ashana shavro, mikan ve'ilachim chayim mimei shana abo. Any fruits that budded before Tu Bishvat is growing from the rain of the previous year. And anything that budded after Tu Bishvat is growing from the rain of this year. That's the reason that that Tu Bishvat is the cutoff date. We don't know who said what, because we have over here a Rabbi Shaya and we have Rabbi Zeira. So says the Gemara, we have another Shmuel named Rabbi Shaya that he said, said clearly this reasoning that most of the rain is out and most of the Kuf is out. Have Rabbi Zeira do Omar ad kanim chayim eishana shava mikan beinachim chayim eishana abo. So Zeira is the one who says the other reason. So Rabbi Kiva should look at esroig venosav chumri beishamai vechur besil. So Rabbi Kiva, he cut out esroig from the tree on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and he went to chumra. According to beishamai, that's where he belongs the next year. According to besilil, the Roshana is only Tu Bishvat. So he went to Chumrah, as I was explaining in a moment. He gave the Maaser of the year before and the year after. It was between the second and third year of the cycle of Shemitah. He gave the Maasers that belong to the second year and the Maasers that belong to the third year. Because according to Beit Shammah, it's already beginning the third year, because Rosh Chodesh Shvat is the cutoff date. According to Basil, it's still the previous year. If we're just coming to tell you, Rabbi Kiva went to Chumrah, so why are you specifically said that he took out Esrik? He should bring any fruits that are growing between Rosh Chodesh Shvat and Tu Bishvat. So the Tani ki chumri Rav Gamliel ki chumri Rabbi Elazar. Regarding Esrog, there's another machlokes of Rav Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar, because they argue Esrog. What do you base the Maaser on? Do you go based on Chanata when the fruit is starting to grow, starting to budding out of the tree, or you go based on Lekito when you take it out from the tree like vegetables? So here he went to another chumri. The chumri was that he treated the Esrog both ways. He went based on Chanata and based on Lekito. So as the Gemara on Rabbi Elazar al the Beis Hillel in the Havo, they agree with the Beis Hillel that Tu Bishvat is Rosh Hashanah Leilonos, not Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So if we talk about Rabbi Elazar in this case, this story happening Rosh Chodesh Shvat, why did he take? Why would? What's the chumrah that you have over here? Amar Rabbi Yisrael Bar Abba, Tipata Shechanat Kodesh Hamishos Bishvat Shal Shniyo VeNichesal LeShlishis. Meaning, what we're talking about is we're talking about Rosh Chodesh Shvat. These fruits were growing in the tree a year ago. Before Tu Bishvat, Chanat already happened. The fruit started blossoming on the tree. Then came Tu Bishvat. Another full, almost full year passed. And now he's holding Rosh Chodesh Shvat and he's cutting the fruit out of the tree. So according to Random, I go based on Chanat, it belongs to the previous year. According to Random, I go based on Lakita, it belongs to this year. Now the fact that he's standing in Rosh Chodesh Shvat really is not a get as a machlokes. This could have been also a machlokes if the chanata happened before Tu Bishvat and immediately after Tu Bishvat he caught the fruit from the tree. But they took the fruit out on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Meaning so happened to be the chanata and the lakito were 11 and a half months apart. So he explains the Gemara what he did. Al taitam gamliel, the ego based on lakito is suriani, because the third year of the cycle of Shemitah, the maisa they give is maisaoni. We have truma they give to the kohen, and maisarisha give to the levi, and then the second maisa depends on the year. Year 1, 2, and 4, 5 of the cycle of Shemitah, you give the second maisa. It's called maisa sheni. You have to eat in Yerushalayim. On the year number 3 and year number 6, that maisa is called maisaoni. You have to give it to the poor. So according to Gamliel, that the esrei go based on lakito, it was cut off the tree in the third year. You have to make it maaseroni. Al taita Rabbi Elazar is suri sheni. According to Rabbi Elazar, you go based on chanata. Chanata happened during the second year, so you have to do maaser sheni. Maos, so whatever Kiva do, kora shema maaser sheni sheboy uvedoyov venostel leoni. He called it maaser sheni because maybe you go to chumro like Rabbi Elazar. Then he redeemed it because you can redeem maaser sheni on money. And then these same fruits he gave to an ani, because maybe it's Maaser ani, like Rav Gamliel. So the maskar of the Gemara wasn't a chumrah of Shalom B'Silil, it was the chumrah of Rabbi Elazar and Rav Gamliel. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah Daf Ches.